The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
All right, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta. I would be Matt or Matlanta. I didn't give myself the nickname. I earned the nickname. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta. All right, let's bring in a man who, he's the talk of the town over the last 24 hours, inking a new 10-year deal with the Braves to, solidify his future with the Braves organization. He's Austin Riley, who's kind enough to join us right now. Austin, how are you?
Can't complain whatsoever. I appreciate you having me home.
I imagine you couldn't. So I read that the Braves had conversations with your agent dating back to April. How involved, if at all, were you in the goings-on of the contract?
I was very involved. Everything that, my agent Matt and Alex were talking, I was getting everything. I was right there in it.
The way you're hitting, the answer is no, but is it at any point a distraction at all to you trying to keep up with the real business stuff while you're playing the game?
No, I think, at the end of the day, I just, like I said, try to focus on helping the team win. And, if I can do that and then, everything else, I feel like, falls into place. So I think that was, my number one, priority.
What a place for you to be, right? Realizing all your dreams are coming true. Anybody who A, gets drafted, B, is playing professional baseball. That's one thing. Getting to the bigs, becoming this level of a player, and then getting that 10-year deal, has it sunk in? Does it, seem like it's reality?
I don't think it has. I mean, it's, like you said, being from the South and I've got family here, and my wife's got family here, it just seemed right. And like I said, everything the organization has done for me, it just seemed very fitting.
Austin Riley's with us. And again, you're still so young in this game, but you've seen enough stuff, even in this offseason, with Freddie going through his contract stuff and other players getting deals. The money's the obvious part, but how important was it for you here and the culture and being a part of this team for the long term?
I think it was, really the number one thing for me. Like I said, I think – this group that we have here can, I feel like we can win, multiple world champions and bring, another trophy back to Atlanta. And I think that was a big reason. It's just, like I said, this group of guys is awesome. Just having that family here, like I said, my wife was comfortable here, the fan base, is so great. I feel like it was just, it was meant to be.
Is it weird to be in your position where everybody knows to the dollar what you're making?
I feel like when I got drafted, everybody knew what I signed for. So it's like, everybody knows from the get go when you get drafted. So I think it's one of those things you kind of, gotten comfortable with.
Let's talk about what's happened on the field for you personally. I mean, it's been a 2.5 month run here where it's I don't know that I've seen guys hotter squaring up everything. And I said, Austin, just from my perspective, and what do I know? I'm a dumb radio guy, but I said he went from this power hitter that we knew had this impressive ability to hit the ball 450 feet to now just an all-around good hitter. And I'm sure that to you has got to be the biggest compliment that you have sort of rounded your game off to complete all of that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, just I knew the power was there, and to be able to hit for average and like I said, just finally come together, as a complete hitter. And like I said, I still got a lot of things to work on, improve. There's a number of things that, I'm constantly working on. But I think that's one of the biggest things, like I said, it's just, I could take my, single the other way or, get jammed and still have a, good enough swing to where I could, sneak one over the second baseman or whatever. To get in scoring position, just be a runner on and score a run. I think that that, like I said, just adds value to a team.
Austin Riley's with us. How much have you sort of, over the last 2.5 years, like, tried your best to take the right advice, whether it's obviously working with sites or even Chipper? Because I would guarantee when you're not going well, like, you get texts and calls and everybody wants to reach out. How do you kind of, you know, pick out who you want to listen to and who you want to try to, like, funnel out?
You know, I think it's, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, it's my career. I got to do what's best for me. And you know, you get a lot of, you know, going through the minor leagues, you hear a lot of guys, a lot of voices, a lot of different advice. And it's on you to decipher what's best for you. I know for me personally, like, one of the biggest influences that I've had in my baseball, you know, from a hitting standpoint is Mike Bumley. I was, you know, fortunate enough to connect with him the last couple of years. And I think he's just, you know, from the day one, we've clicked, and he can, you know, he can dissect my swing. I can call him. Our language is the same. Where we understand each other versus if I'm not with him, I can, you know, give him a shout and tell him what I'm feeling, and we can decipher it through that way. So, you know, that's kind of where it's been for me.
Austin Riley's with us. Austin, when you're in a place where you are right now, where you're just knocking the cover off the ball and everything's working, the old cliche is the baseball looks as big as a grapefruit and you're seeing everything well. Is that accurate, or take me through when you're in a good place, how it feels at the plate?
You know, I feel like when you're going at a good play, you're not missing pitches that, you know, normally, like, when you're not going so well, you foul them off and you're like, dang, why did I miss that? It's you know, ball does look a hair bigger. But, you know, I think it's just, you know, when you're getting in that groove, you're day in and day out, your routine is good, your plan is good, and you're going out there and executing it. And I think that's, for me, that's what the big thing. If I can, you know, go out there, come up with a plan and go out there and execute it at the plate, I like where my chances are.
So here we are officially now in August, which pennant race time is, you know, like, it's officially here. How much are you peeking up at the scoreboard in between pitches to see what's going on up in New York?
Oh yeah, I look at them all the time. Like I said, we're trying to catch those guys. They're a really good team, and I think the same about ours. We got a really good squad, so it's, you know, you definitely, you know, peeking up there, looking, watching, you know, before games. Like I said, because we're trying to win another one, and you know, they're in front of us, and you know, we're trying to catch up with them.
What is the last, I don't know, 18 hours been like once the news got announced? How many texts and how many calls have you gotten?
Not as many calls. It's the text. It's been, you know, 100-150 texts. It's been quite a bit, but it, you know, it's like I said, it just shows the support that I have and can't, you know, a lot of people that I, you know, can thank, you know, the reason why I've been put in this position and just, you know, like I said, extremely blessed.
Well, you probably don't have the time now to think about it, but the whirlwind of the last year, from that pennant race to the playoff run to winning the championship to a parade to being where you are now and then all of a sudden getting the deal. At 25, maybe you don't have the full perspective on it, but, like, give me an idea of what the last 8 months, 9 months feels like now, culminating with this.
It's been crazy, to say the least. Me and my wife were actually talking about this. You know, we had a kid in April as well, so it's just like it's been a been a crazy, you know, last year, and you know, can't think, you know, the only thing I think of is thank the Lord above for being able to put, you know, him putting me in a position like this. You know, just extremely blessed and fortunate, and trying not to take anything for granted.
What has been the toughest part of dad life?
Early on, the sleep, but he's sleeping through the night, so it's been, you know, I would say the first thing, and now it's the smell of throw up and formula, which is nice. But no, it's been awesome. I love being a dad. So
there is, and I always, like, the dad has the short end of the stick, right? Mom is useful, and they need mom, and they kind of look like us, like we're aliens for the first several months. But the best day,
right. The
best day is when you're going to walk through that door, and they're going to run up to you yelling, "Daddy!" Like, and nothing you hear from a baseball crowd is going to compare to that.
Oh, I can't wait. Cannot wait for it.
Well, congratulations, Austin. It's one heck of a story. And 10 years. Braves fans, I said on the radio, a 10-year-old Brave fan is going to get to grow up with Austin Riley all throughout his teen years in high school and kind of watch you grow. So it's going to be a fun next several years. Thanks for the time. Good luck the rest of the way, and we appreciate it.
I sure appreciate it.
So we took the plunge, yes, at the Chernoff house. The big renovations are going on. So it comes down to making the right choices when you want to do some of these renovation projects. And for us, when it came down to flooring and carpet, we wanted to work with a great local company that we know could get the job done. That's why we turned to Peachwood Floor Coverings. I got a chance to meet Ryan Cornell and the great folks from Peachwood. When I say meet them, we got in touch with Ryan. 48 hours later, they came out to our home to start setting up measurements and looking at potential options for flooring and carpeting choices. It was beautiful. I love the process. It was just that easy. And right now, the process can be that easy for you. If you go to peachwoodfloorcoverings.com, you can schedule a consultation. They'll come out to your home. And all this month, if you mention Matt, that's the promo code Matt, they're going to save you 10% on that flooring or carpet installation that you've always wanted. You want it easy, you want the process done quickly, and you want it to look beautiful. We're getting all that done with Peachwood Floor Coverings. Again, go online to peachwoodfloorcoverings.com or you can call them at 678-935-6901. Peachwood Floor Coverings, big company quality, small company services.
Home field advantage exists in baseball. Insurance, too. Your local trusted choice independent insurance agents are active members of your community. They'll always have your back. Find a local auto, home, or business insurance agent at trustedchoice.com.
Folks, you just heard from Smoltzy, and you heard it from me as well. Clayton Rhodes and the Rhodes Group are my trusted choice for insurance agents. They've been my agent for a long time, and they serve all of Metro Atlanta. To get up to 10 auto insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes, visit rhodes-group.com/churnoff today. That's rhodes-group.com/churnoff. It's a new year, which means it's time to try something new. And I'm talking to you folks who have not yet tried the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. I hope you'll go see my friend Sean Daly. That's, get it, the Daily Draft. This is the ultimate sports bar experience. So as the football playoffs near, and then baseball's around the corner, knock on wood, and all the fun springtime things that will happen in Atlanta, you're going to want to enjoy it at the Daily Draft. It's downtown Woodstock on Main Street. What you're going to find? A craft beer bar, self-serve taps, big screens all around you to catch every view of the big game. And when I say a big screen, they have a movie-sized screen with a front row seat right in front of it that you can grab if you get there at the right time to enjoy all your favorite games. A chef-inspired menu with soup, salad, sandwiches, flatbreads, you name it, they have everything to find everybody exactly what they want when you're going with the family, a boys' night, or a date night. TheDailyDraft.net is where you can find all the information about some of the nights like Trivia Night, Kids Eat Free Night, and more. TheDailyDraft.net. Go find them downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Tell them Matt sent you. You'll love The Daily Draft. Always entertaining, always opinionated. Here's our conversation with Jerry Glanville. So let me ask you, after 1989, take me through what happened in Houston and how Atlanta became on your radar.
It all started with the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions wanted to hire a new coach, and I was making $200,000 a year as the head coach of the Oilers. And I went to Bud. I said, "Hey, Bud, you know, we got a good team. We play good. We're in the playoffs. We got a shot. Detroit's trying to hire me for $1.2 million. And he goes, "We don't need to talk to you. You got another year in your contract." I goes, "Well, you don't even want to talk about it?" He goes, "No." He goes, "You can go back to your office." And I said, "Well, do you want me to be here?" He goes, "Absolutely. I don't want you to go anywhere." I goes, "Well, why don't we just sign a new deal?" He goes, "I don't have to. You're under contract." I said, "Okay." And then he calls William Clay Ford. And he goes, "I just read where you got 2 number 1 picks. And William Clay Ford says, "Yes, we do." He goes, "And you want to hire Jerry Glanville?" He goes, "Yes, we do." And he said, "You can have him if you send me your 2 number 1s. "Well, you've seen me. I'm not worth a free agent. I'm not worth a 14-round pick. Bud's trying to get 2 number 1s. How about that?" And, well, when I found out Bud tried to make that trade, I went down and I was mad. You know, I says, "If you're going to let me go, let me go." And he goes, "Well, I don't have to." I goes, "Well, I don't want to coach here. If you're going to be that way," he goes, "Well, I'll stop you from ever getting another head job." I says, "If you can do that, I've wasted 35 years and I need to know it by tomorrow. So let's just walk away." you know what? Next thing you know, I got a call from the Atlanta Falcons, where I, of course, had been for 6 years, and came over, and they put me in a, you love this, they put me in a hotel, flew me in their private jet, and put me under an assumed name that nobody knew I was there. And I walked out to go for the interview the next morning, and there was 35 people with cameras waiting outside the hotel, so we kept that secret. And I interviewed with them and went back home, went back to Houston, and felt good about the interview, but the job was not offered. And now everybody knew I was free agent, so now I got a call from the Minnesota Vikings and in the New York Jets. So all of a sudden, because what we were doing, I was a guy people wanted to talk to. Well, my wife was from Atlanta. Her parents were sick in Atlanta. And I said, well, if I can go there, I'm sure we'd go back. And, of course, I knew the Smith family. I'd been with them for 6 years. And, by the way, Taylor Smith was a great, great guy to work for. He was unbelievable. He never interfered. He's probably the only owner. He would, when I graded the film for the previous game, how about this, when I'm the head coach and when I'm assistant, Atlanta, Taylor Smith sits right next to me and helps me grade. Hmm. So there was no mystery who could play and who can't. I got my owner sitting there with me grading film. And, you know, we had a good time. We had a good time there. We had a big, big season.
Well, let me ask you, before we talk about 91, so when you came in, the jersey changed back to black, and just being a kid growing up here at the time, I just remember the excitement, and there was a promotional thing with you and the motorcycle and the whole thing, and it was like, you know, this very cool transition. That being said, I mean, Jerry, you came in here, like you said, you just didn't have players, so how much was that first year about trying to put your own system in and trying to figure out where to get players?
And we went full-time physical. I can remember Tommy Novus was in the office, and he was in charge of media and advertising. And he didn't even ask me or tell me. You'll love this. And I'm driving down in the work in I-75 one day, and there's a billboard that says, come to the Falcons game. We promise every Sunday we'll be on our worst behavior.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Remember that billboard?
Yep, great.
And the team played like that. Well, we got better and better, but we weren't good enough to win games. We didn't have a quarterback. Chris Miller got injured, and the next year Chris Miller was healthy, and we won 12 games.
So we took the plunge. Yes, at the Chernoff House, the big renovations are going on. So it comes down to making the right choices when you want to do some of these renovation projects. And for us, when it came down to flooring and carpet, we wanted to work with a great local company that we know could get the job done. That's why we turned to Peachwood Floor Coverings. I got a chance to meet Ryan Cornell and the great folks from Peachwood. When I say meet them, we got in touch with Ryan. 48 hours later, they came out to our home to start setting up measurements and looking at potential options for flooring and carpeting choices. It was beautiful. I love the process. It was just that easy. And right now, the process can be that easy for you. If you go to peachwoodfloorcoverings.com, you can schedule a consultation. They'll come out to your home. And all this month, if you mention Matt, that's the promo code Matt, they're going to save you 10% on that flooring or carpet installation that you've always wanted. You want it easy, you want the process done quickly, and you want it to look beautiful. We're getting all that done with Peachwood Floor Coverings. Again, go online to peachwoodfloorcoverings.com, or you can call them at 678-935-6901. Peachwood Floor Coverings, big company quality, small company services.
Hey, are you tired of shopping your car and home insurance every single year? Well, somebody's got to do it. But that somebody doesn't have to be you. At The Rose Group, we can get you up to 10 insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes. Visit us online today at rose-group.com.
It's a new year, which means it's time to try something new. And I'm talking to you folks who have not yet tried the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. I hope you'll go see my friend Sean Daly. That's, get it, the Daily Draft. This is the ultimate sports bar experience. So as the football playoffs near, and then baseball's around the corner, knock on wood, and all the fun springtime things that will happen in Atlanta, you're going to want to enjoy it at the Daily Draft. It's downtown Woodstock on Main Street. What you're going to find? A craft beer bar. Self-serve taps. Big screens all around you to catch every view of the big game. And when I say a big screen, they have a movie-sized screen with a front row seat right in front of it that you can grab if you get there at the right time to enjoy all your favorite games. A chef-inspired menu with soup, salad, sandwiches, flatbreads. You name it, they have everything to find everybody exactly what they want when you're going with the family, a boys' night, or a date night. TheDailyDraft.net is where you can find all the information about some of the nights like Trivia Night, Kids Eat Free Night, and more. TheDailyDraft.net. Go find them downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Tell them Matt sent you. You'll love The Daily Draft. Well, Jerry, I'll even back up, though. Here's what I loved about the 90s season. You guys got to play Houston, which I'm sure you loved in that opener.
Oh.
And you guys put up 47 points. How special and how much fun was that singular moment to start your Falcon career?
Well, you'd love this. Only the league would do this. Here's a guy that coached at Houston for 6 years, comes over, which is the best team. It takes the job. By the way, Atlanta's winning 2-3 games a year. And they booked, that's the game of the week at 4:30, coast to coast. Coach had a new team playing his old team. And we're a 17-point underdog. Well, what they didn't know, we scored 3 on defense. 3 touches, and to finish the game off, Jesse Tuggle picked one up and scored. Somebody else scored a touchdown. And now in about the fourth quarter, Deion picks one off, and he now runs it back. He starts Cadillacing at the 50. And what he called Cadillac, and he put his hand behind his back, and he's prancing like a drum major. And here's Warren Moon, 2 arms pumping, running as hard as he can, and he, of course, can't catch him. And everybody went wild, and Deion came over. I says, you know that Cadillacing you're doing? He goes, yeah, Coach. I goes, it's really cool. Let's do that from the 10-yard line. At 50 yards of Cadillacing is probably going to get people upset. And the poor media, you know, they didn't know me. The poor media says, you got to hate Deion Sanders. And I said, what? What are you talking about? It says, every time he scores for you, he dances in the end zone. I says, I hope he dances 3 times a game. I'll go down there and dance with him.
And I want to ask you about that team because you had some personalities. Tell me about Deion, because every teammate, I'm talking Jerry, Braves and Falcons, said the Deion the show in front of the camera was one thing, but they said they never had a better teammate.
How about this? In pro football, people don't probably know this. You have to be the enemy part of practice. You have a defensive player where Deion's Deion. Now we're playing the Vikings. Now he has to be the right corner for the Vikings or whoever you're playing, the Patriots, doesn't matter. People don't understand this. When we were show team, he never let anybody catch a ball, let alone when we were our team. And this will shock you. I never heard him say a word, and I never saw him run that he wasn't full speed in practice. Now, we come in, somebody turned the camera on, he spoke. But as a teammate and as a guy to coach, people say, how'd you ever put up with him coaches? Put up and coach with him. I got all kinds of Hall of Famers, guys that are wearing the yellow jacket, and they're all the same. They all go to work, and they all keep their mouth shut, and they all play hard. And nobody practices hard as Deion. And how about this? He's flying in the helicopter. We're on the field stretching, warming up. And Scott Cason, see that helicopter, Coach? I go, yeah. He goes, guess who that is? I says, is that Deion? He goes, he's flying in from the World Series. Okay. So he flies in. He's getting dressed while we're warming up. We go in, he's there, and all the team goes over and hugs him, kisses him. They all love him. And he played a good World Series game the night before. And I make an announcement. I said, you know, Deion, you don't know the game plan. You don't know what we're doing, and you haven't been in practice. I'm not going to start you. Called quiet, went over the whole locker room. Like, has this guy lost his mind or what? I said, so when we start the game, stand right next to me because I'm not starting you. Okay. So we play one play, and I goes, that's enough punishment, Deion. Get in there.
That's good coaching. Yes.
That's intelligence. I mean,
Jerry, let me ask you.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, because again, there's a million personalities, but I've never asked you about this, and I know there's a million stories about it. Tell me about the real situation with Brett Favre. Like, who wanted him? Who didn't? Was he really running around town crazy? Like, how nuts was it with Brett in that year?
Well, I've never told on Favre. You know, I've never told people. And by the way, his daddy one time offered me a blank check and said, fill in the amount, everything you've done for our family, no one else would do. I still have his dad's check. I may fill it in now. Sign and see if they gave me a blank check because of the way I handle everything. And what came up is Hirock wanted to take him in the first round. And I had to have another wide receiver. I didn't have a slot back. And I had Chris Miller coming back, who, by the way, we just won 12 games and he went to the Pro Bowl. So I said, I took Pritchard from Colorado.
Yep.
In the first round. Well, nobody goes back and checks this. He led the league in receiving as a rookie receiver.
He was really good.
And then Favre's there the second round, still there. They wanted me to take him the first round. So we take him the second round. Everybody says you didn't want him. I couldn't have been happier. We got both guys we wanted. And we didn't have to make a trade, didn't do anything. They both fell to us. And so I was thrilled to death that we were able to get them both. And the next thing I know, 20 years later, I never wanted them. I never wanted to pick them. Well, that's somebody's covering their butt. The problem in the NFL personnel offices is everybody just tries to cover their butt. But we were thrilled to death we had them. Then once we got him, he was a young kid with a lot of money, and he's coming out of Kill, Mississippi. And you could tell he had the talent. I would get mad at him in practice and scream at him and try to correct him. And we had a guard from Pitt. Who was our great right guard from Pitt University? He was All-American at Pitt, and he played for Atlanta for a long time.
Frelich?
Frelich.
Yeah.
So, Fred, how about this? All the players knew, and I know. He tugged on my arm. He says, Coach, that was great. You getting after him, getting him in line, telling him what he's got to do. I goes, well, thank you, Vegas. But don't forget, he ain't normal. He goes, I know he ain't normal. That's why I keep trying this. And I guess the straw that broke the camel's back, I've been coaching now for 50 years, still coaching, and he didn't show up for the team picture. And here we are. We got the team there. We got everything going on. And he's the only guy I ever coached in my career that didn't make the team pitcher. He had a hard time making a lot of warnings, and he missed that morning. And I think he says to this day, the next day he saw me, he knew things changed, that I'd had enough, sooner or later. And they were going to trade him to New York Jets. Well, of course, New York was like Atlanta. It doesn't close at nighttime. New York stays open just like Atlanta. If I traded him to the Jets, nobody today would know who he was. And I flew his mom and dad in to my office. And I told his mom and dad, I'm sending you to Green Bay because at 9 o'clock, everything's closed except Chili Joe's. And you can get chili with or without onions. That's it. And this will make his career. And then Green Bay called me up. You'll love this. Mariucci was the quarterback coach. Remember Mariucci?
Sure.
And he goes, oh, God, do we hate you, coach. This guy's a bum. This guy goes, don't say that. And I had to keep selling him. So Holmgren and Mariucci, I goes, and don't worry about practice. Push him out there in a game. He'll play good. And I was thrilled to death that he not only played good, became as good as anybody. And he's a good person. And by the way, he had that competitive age. I once said to Jimmy Johnson wanted to know about coaching the Cowboys. He goes, tell me about Jerry. He goes, he's got the toughness of an offensive guard playing quarterback. And Coach Johnson says, he's like that. He goes, you cannot hurt him mentally, physically. This guy is very, very tough. And it proved I was right. I mean, you couldn't find a tougher quarterback that ever played.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. So that team, that 91 team wins in New Orleans. You guys have the Hail Mary win from Billy Joe in the regular season. You go to New Orleans and win there. Then it's off to Washington. And you know, that Washington team goes on to win the Super Bowl. But you guys have to play them on a rainy, ugly field up in RFK. And it was without Mike Rozier, and there have been all kinds of stories that I think we know about since then. So give me the insight of how that week played out with Rozier.
Well, he did show up. And, I had him in Houston. He was my running back in Houston. And that had happened to me in Houston, and he caused us a playoff game with the Denver Broncos. So I had experience. I knew what could happen. So when he didn't show up, he showed up in the locker room to go play. I ran a test on him, and I wouldn't play him because I did play him years ago when we had just beat the Broncos, and we're in the Super Bowl, and we got a problem there with Mike. And Mike gets in another problem, and I'm probably the only guy that, you know, if you go get Mike Rozier and ask me, I've tried to save him three times, four times, and I'm a guy that probably you can take me so far, and then that's it. We got to go play. Well, he wasn't the problem in Washington. I wouldn't come out of the locker room. We're going to get fine because the game is supposed to start at whatever, and they had Purdue prescription turf, and that means they flip the switch and they drain the field. The field drains down through pumps, gravel, and your field is good. Well, as you remember, we're butt deep in mud.
Yep.
And I said, I went to the guy, I said, turn on the pumps. He goes, I will, 1 hour after the game. So the commissioner's there, and the commissioner comes, he goes, Jerry, you got to bring the team out. I goes, I'm coming out when they turn on the pumps. He goes, you're coming out now or you're suspended. Mm. And I tried to get him to turn on the pumps. And not only that, we had the fastest team in football, and the Redskins had the biggest team in football. And now, at halftime, they bring the United States Army Marching Band, and they march it all up at halftime. And I don't blame players. Our trainers, our equipment guys wanted us to go the long cleats so we could get our feet up underneath us. But our players are smart enough to realize that could be a knee. That could be the end of it. And here we are playing to go to the Super Bowl, and I don't make anybody put on long cleats. That's not my call. And we did put them on. We could not get our footing. I think on a dry field, I think we'd have a good game. But we got a little bit of home field advantage turned against us in that game. And I never spoke to the head coach, Joe Gibbs, since that game.
Really?
Yeah. He knew what he did.
He took advantage of the situation. So after 91, 92, 93, you guys went 6-10 both years. Looking back, why do you think things didn't progress from 91? What changed?
Well, every time Chris Miller stayed healthy, we won 12 games. Every time he went to surgery, we got in trouble trying to find another quarterback. And you love this. We're down there coaching and pregame warm-up, and Rankin Smith never, ever interfered with anything. Rankin Smith, he loved you, and he wants you to be successful. And he comes down the field, he goes, Jerry. And I turn around, I says, Mr. Smith, how are you, sir? He goes, we're not as good as we used to be. And I looked at him, I says, that's why you're an owner. I says, the brilliance to see that. Now, come on down here to the 50. And I'll introduce you to our fourth quarterback, who I don't even know his name, but we'll say hello. And the National Football League, if you don't have corners and you don't have a quarterback, you're in trouble. Here's what happened to me in the secondary. We had the team you love had the best secondary. We had four guys should have been a Pro Bowl. Remember Brian Jordan at strong safety?
Absolutely, love him.
There wasn't a better player, was there?
Oh, Brian.
I had him at safety. I had Scott Case, best free safety in football, best strong safety. I had Deion Sanders and McCarr. Guess what? You're going to beat us? You ain't going to beat us. No way you're going to beat us. That's our secondary. The next year, with free agency, I had Scott Case. We lost Brian Jordan to baseball for $100,000. Deion went to the 49ers. So now we're getting ready for the draft. And I say we got to get a secondary. And everybody's agreeing, and we're looking at corners and safety, and we're ready to go. And now it's time for the first pick. And Kenny Hurock stands up and takes Lincoln Kennedy, offensive tackle from Washington, 338 pounds. And I blew up. And Rankin said, Jerry, you learned to love Lincoln. I said, Rankin, you just got me fired. Call me when you can tell me who he's going to cover. I don't have anybody to cover. And that's what happens in the NFL.
Thanks for reminiscing with us. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, everybody, so much for taking the time to listen to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta. Thanks to our producer, Matt Lear, for his assistance with the program. He's the glue that keeps the operation running. We'll talk to you next week on Welcome to Matlanta.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.